Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, What is a Contrite Heart?
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke to this prayer to himself. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance, would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Sometimes our Lenten practices make us appear to think that we can achieve God's presence by prayers said, good works done, care for those in need. We can allow ourselves to feel superior to those who do not join us at Stations of the Cross, Taizé prayer, or Mass. Today's gospel believes as the psalmist, For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. My heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. A friend of mine went with me to Disney World years ago. She approached it like a checkoff list of things to do and see. Somehow that sucked the fun out of it. How do we pray? Our lives and actions should reveal our prayer. Is this Lent only a checklist of things to do and a multiplication of prayers instead of a relationship of God, which is prayer? In this time of pandemic, are we honest with ourselves as we are confronted with our weakness, our dependence on others and our relationships, or with people, or even God? We know our pain and loneliness, our response to masking up and social distancing. So does God. Are we the Pharisee or the tax collector? The Pharisee did the right things, but was more concerned about how it looked before others. He applauded himself. The tax collector honestly knew his weakness and what he did and didn't do. He threw himself on God's mercy. Which one teaches us about how we are to pray this Lent? A Lent with vaccines and hope that the pandemic may end? Not yet, but there is hope. The psalmist prays, Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt. Can we believe in God's understanding of us? Can we allow God to wash us with forgiveness and compassion? This week, Pope Francis was in Iraq and called us to recognize that though we are different, we are sisters and brothers that can work and pray together. Can we move to share God's compassion with others by challenging our hearts and lives in the way we look at our racism, our concern for the poor, the sick, those in mourning, those suffering climate change, and our global realities? What in us, what in me, what in you, needs to be contrite and humble that our prayer can give praise to God?